A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Monday, August 2nd, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Mostly cloudy, rainy in downtown Salt Lake City and 66 degrees.
Emergency traffic continues on I-15 in Salt Lake. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story.
Severe Utah weather.
Cleanup efforts are underway after flooding in Tooele County. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is in Tooele with the latest, Paul.
Well, right now, Maria, I'm on a dirt road in Stockton. This is Soldier Canyon Road, and right now I'm at the home of Lonnie Bates. You can probably hear the pumps working behind me in the background. This is one of the homes severely damaged when Soldier Creek ran over with debris and water. Bates says the wave of water rushing toward his house was about waist deep, and the force of the water was so strong it smashed open the windows, the doors, and his basement was filled to the ceiling with mud. And that's what the pumps are trying to clear out right now. But he says friends and neighbors, they've been a great deal of help to him, and they were even able to dig a trench behind his home to divert water away from his house just in case another flood happens. Now, just up the way on Highway 36, there is a UDOT facility at the end of south end of Tooele City, and that's where people can fill up sandbags if they need them. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Primary Children's Hospital is recovering from flooding overnight. A statement from the hospital to KSL News Radio says non-emergency surgeries are being canceled today. Flooding is impacting the west side of the building, and a hospital spokesperson says patients in the area where there was flooding have been relocated. Primary Children's is still accepting patients today, but they say it's possible patients could be redirected as the cleanup does continue. Now, the flooding is being blamed on temporary roof drains getting overwhelmed from all of that rain. Salt Lake City crews and disaster cleanup companies are working all over to help homes, businesses, and other places get cleaned up after last night's big storm. Richard Archuleta and Jerry Tucker were using shovels to pick up the rocks clogging storm drains in the avenues.
Just picking up all the debris in different areas, you know, here in the avenues. Just cleaning up, you know, the gutter edges, make sure the water's flowing down.
Got brooms up in the area, our street sweepers, and we're picking up all the bigger stuff that they can't get.
Now, they expect to be at it all day. They say the avenues, Harvard, Yale, Foothill, and the UVU area had a lot of flooding. Drivers heading through Big Cottonwood Canyon still have some debris to contend with after multiple rock slides closed the road. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly explains.
Heavy rains brought down rocks and boulders across six different areas of Big Cottonwood Canyon overnight. At least two places were completely impassable, says roadway operations manager Drake Brown.
We were able to get everybody out, and then we were able to get the equipment up and start removing the debris.
The road reopened around 9 a.m. this morning, but Brown says to expect debris on the shoulders and crews working to repair the storm damage for the next few weeks. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Another flash flood watch is in effect today for parts of southern and central Utah. National Weather Service in Salt Lake is warning of possible flooding, especially in slot canyons and dry washes. The watch remains in effect until 9 tonight for parts of southern and central Utah, including the Wasatch Mountains south of I-80. And breaking news on KSL News Radio, the National Weather Service just sent out an alert for people near Bear Lake. Thunderstorms are starting to develop on the west side of the lake, wind gusts up to 40 miles an hour, and lightning is possible on the lake soon. KSL's top national stories this half hour. Other states are also dealing with extreme and dangerous weather. High winds are expected to fan flames burning across many states.
Lightning strikes sparking new fires in California as firefighters battle massive blazes already burning across the state. Meanwhile, the largest fire in Montana has burned more than 65,000 acres, and now experts warn that a new round of storms are expected to bring wind and lightning, but little rain, a combination that could create the perfect storm for wildfires.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert reporting. Two of Utah's fire crews are returning home from Oregon today. Unified Fire Department tweeted, Wildland Task Forces 1 and 2 will pull into Harriman around 2 o'clock. Several firefighters Several fighters with the Lone Peak Fire District are also with UFA, and they've been in Oregon for 2 weeks. Other national stories KSL is following. The CDC says 70% of all adults in the U.S. have gotten at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine. The Biden administration originally wanted to hit that 70% mark by July 4th, but they fell short by a few weeks. Average number of administered doses is at its highest since early July. The nation's top health officials are warning there could be some tough months ahead as the Delta variant continues to spread. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
The potent and highly contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus means the U.S. is in for a tough August, September, and October, Dr. Francis Collins at the National Institutes of Health told ABC News. And the best thing to blunt that, he said, is to get vaccinated.
Come on, folks. We have enough evidence now not to question the safety and efficacy of these vaccines. There is no more reason to hold back.
Collins said the country can avoid new lockdowns if more people get the shot and in the meantime wear masks among indoor crowds. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Coming up on KSL, it won't be gold, but the competition is not yet over for the U.S. women's soccer. And a look at your noontime drive.
A very nice silver lining. The crash has just been cleared. Southbound I-15 at 6 South. All lanes of traffic are now open. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Severe weather is brewing.
These storms continue to deliver, and they will for the next several days.
Every morning.
Every afternoon.
Get a reliable KSL forecast. Keep listening to KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hi, guys. It's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. What I love most about my job is hearing the success stories of our patients. ED affects a man, his significant other, and the relationship. But after men have taken our treatments and seen their ED disappear, it's like they are a totally new person. Happiness improves and stress melts away. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses the most advanced and studied wave technology available, and it's helping men just like you every day. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED by treating the root cause of the problem, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces immediate results to intimacy. You're going to love that. And this week only, new patients get free blood work and free testosterone. This is an unheard-of value, and it's totally free to those that call now. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Guys, let's get that spark back. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic now to qualify. 801-901-8000.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story, cleanup efforts are underway in Tooele County where people are filling sandbags today after flooding last night. Cleanup also underway in the avenues of Salt Lake where several inches of rain fell last night in just a few hours. KSL News Time, 12:07. School districts are still awaiting guidance on the upcoming school year, and doctors are worried about increased spread of the COVID-19 Delta variant by kids under 12 since they are ineligible for the vaccine. Intermountain Healthcare infectious disease doctor Todd Vento says, as much as we might hate the idea, masks may be needed.
The important reason why we have to actually prevent transmission in places where people can't get the vaccine, much less don't want to get the vaccine. So hence, masks are going to be critical still.
Dr. Vento tells KSL's Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News that the variant is considerably more transmissible than the original virus, even through fully vaccinated people. New guidance for the Centers for Disease Control recommends even vaccinated individuals wear masks in indoor spaces. The updated rules come as findings show even the vaccinated can spread the Delta variant of the virus.
The virus is spreading amongst unvaccinated people. And this bad news about Delta potentially being able to spread between vaccinated people is not good, but it doesn't mean that this is suddenly a pandemic of the vaccinated. It is still largely a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
ABC's Sony Salksman reporting. KSL Sports, U.S. women's soccer team is still in medal contention at the Summer Olympics in Tokyo, but it's not for gold. ABC's Jim Ryan has the latest.
30 minutes into the semifinal game against Canada, Team USA goalkeeper Alyssa Nayer appeared to injure her knee. She would not return and was replaced by Adriana French. It was still scoreless at 60 minutes when Megan Rapinoe, Kristen Press, and Carly Lloyd were subbed in. On a penalty shot in the 75th minute, Jessie Fleming sent a laser beam past French. Canada wins it 1-0. Team USA plays for the bronze medal later in the week against either Sweden or Australia. Jim Ryan, ABC News, at the Summer Olympics in Tokyo.
Puerto Rico just won its second Olympic gold medal ever. 24-year-old Jasmine Camacho Quinn snagged the top spot in the women's 100-meter hurdles today, finishing at a quick 12.37 seconds. It's Puerto Rico's first gold medal in track and the second medal it's ever gotten since joining Olympic competition in 1948. KSL News Time, 12:09, and we have been dealing with an emergency traffic situation here along the Wasatch Front. And traffic and weather is sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Ricky Misa, you said that problem on I-15 has been cleared, but I'm assuming still some big backup.
Oh, we definitely have big backups. But again, southbound I-15, all lanes of traffic open, and the crash is cleared at 6 South. We had residual delays back to about 6 North, so be patient. Traffic will start to move again, but the big issue right now, we're just receiving word from UHP that the ramp from northbound I-215's west belt to go westbound I-80 is not expected to open until 4 o'clock this afternoon, and that is due to an earlier crash where literally, not the actual trailer, but it was hanging over the side of the overpass. It was a pretty scary situation. So it is going to take some time for that ramp to be reopened. In the meantime, not expected to open until 4 o'clock. You will need to plan an alternate route. Loans by Rick. Purchase, refinance, or cash out. Mortgages close in 12 to 22 days. LoansByRick.com. Rick Kirschenbaum, NMLS 241179, Equal Housing Lender. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Yeah, right. In the meantime, a lot of wet roads out there. Take it a little bit slower this afternoon and get to your destination safely. Let's check the forecast.
Storms possible once again. Some of them could contain some heavy rainfall like we saw yesterday. And the high temperatures way below the average. That's the good thing. 86, that's it. Tomorrow, near 90 and more scattered thunderstorms. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
A few sprinkles and 66 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, you're not imagining it. There's been a lot of rain. KSL's Grant Wayman will tell us just how much as we go in depth right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Kevin Amanda here, letting you know that June is a great time to buy a Honda, especially right now when they're offering top dollar for your trades. But if you're looking for a new vehicle at any of their 7 dealerships from Logan to Orem, make sure and take that HRV for a test drive. And I say thank you to Brandon Wilson at Ken Garf Honda downtown. This HRV seats 5 comfortably, but it has something they call a magic seat in the back that is configurable to many things, even accommodating items up to 8 feet long. And if you're looking for entertainment on the road, it comes with a 7-inch display audio screen.
Now, I own a Honda Accord, but I've had a chance to drive the big one, the Pilot, and my thanks to Scott at Larry H. Miller Honda in Murray for that. The Pilot seats 8 easily, and it's got the heated and ventilated front seats. We need those ventilated front seats. It's got the hands-free power tailgate and this cool PA system where you can talk from the front driver's seat all the way to the people in the back.
And don't forget, your trade-in has never been worth more. The more you can compare, the more you know. It's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
Hello, it's the professionals at CertaPro Painters with a wake-up call. Painting season is here. So if your home has peeling, cracking, or fading paint, inside or out, and you've been meaning to get it painted, call the proven, trusted experts at CertaPro Painters today. A fresh coat of paint or a brand new color can turn the home you love into the pride of the neighborhood. CertaPro Paint professionals take care of every detail, prepping, painting, and finishing on time, worry-free. Doesn't the home you love deserve the kind of service you can count on? Before you hit the snooze button, go to CertaPro.com today. That's Certa with a C for a free estimate so you can get your painting project started. Each CertaPro Painter's business is independently owned and operated.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Big Cottonwood Canyon is open, but debris from six rock slides still blocks shoulders and could cause problems for drivers for the next few weeks. I'm KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly.
Second, the National Weather Service in Salt Lake is warning of more possible flash floods through central and southern Utah again today. Thunderstorms are also moving into the Bear Lake area. Wind gusts up to 40 miles an hour and lightning are possible on the lake soon. Third hour biggest traffic trouble spot. Here's Ricky Meese.
That's going to be on the west side of the valley where we have a ramp closure from northbound I-215's west belt to go westbound I-80 from an earlier crash. That ramp is expected to be closed until about 4 o'clock this afternoon. You will need to find an alternate route. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
More thunderstorms today and high temperatures about 86. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And a few sprinkles and 66 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. COVID vaccinations in the U.S. have been steadily rising, but there's this but.
The potent and highly contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus means the U.S. is in for a tough August, September, and October, Dr. Francis Collins at the National Institutes of Health told ABC News. And the best thing to blunt that, he said, is to get vaccinated.
Come on, folks. We have enough evidence now not to question the safety and efficacy of these vaccines. There is no more reason to hold back.
Collins said the country can avoid new lockdowns if more people get the shot and, in the meantime, wear masks among indoor crowds. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Full Senate is starting to work on the big bipartisan bill to upgrade roads, bridges, transit, broadband, and more. Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Let's start voting on amendments. The longer it takes to finish the bill, the longer we'll be here.
Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
I believe our colleague's draft text provides a good and important jumping-off point for what needs to be a robust and bipartisan process.
With the federal evictions moratorium expired in Rhode Island, landlords tired of waiting for federal rental assistance are in court hoping to evict tenants. In Detroit, at least 600 tenants have court orders against them. The U.S. women's soccer team could still win a medal at the Summer Olympics in Tokyo, but not the one they were hoping for.
30 minutes into the semifinal game against Canada, Team USA goalkeeper Alyssa Nayer appeared to injure her knee. She would not return and was replaced by Adriana French and was still scoreless at 60 minutes when Megan Rapinoe, Kristen Press, and Carly Lloyd were subbed in. On a penalty shot in the 75th minute, Jesse Fleming sent a laser beam past French. Canada wins it 1-0. Team USA plays for the bronze medal later in the week against either Sweden or Australia. Jim Ryan, ABC News at the Summer Olympics in Tokyo.
On Wall Street today, the Dow has been pretty flat. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth.
Severe Utah weather.
Cleanup is underway throughout the state after flash flooding overnight, and the rain is expected to continue today. KSL meteorologist Grant Wayman says they saw more rain last night than in a typical summer all summer long.
So this is pretty amazing. These are just storm totals here. Upper Avenues, for one. Olympus Cove was another place. The Bountiful Bench. In particular, the Upper Avenues. Over 2 inches of water. It was about 2.8, close to 3 inches of water, Amanda, which is an amazing amount of rain for us out of a particular storm. This is why this is an amazing amount of water. This puts it in perspective. So figure our average amount of rain, and I'm talking at the airport here, for June, July, and August. If you tally it up, it's close to 2 inches of water. That's the average for the whole summer, basically. So to get over 2 inches and almost 3 inches of water out of one storm, that's more than a summer's worth of rain in one storm.
Okay, so what does that mean for the drought?
So the big picture is nothing. I'll just still say that if we want to get rid of the drought, we've got to look to the snow year, right? We got to look to the winter season, and we would really need to get a good snowpack. 100% would be great, but even bigger than that would certainly get us in much better shape for next summer. But we know that's when we get, you know, that's That's how we get our water, right? It comes from the snow. So any rain that we get in the summer is great. It's not going to help us with the drought. That said, here's how we can help. Hopefully by now, Amanda, everybody who's had at least that much rain should be shutting down their sprinklers, right? You could potentially have them off for at least a week if you had an inch of water. So think of all the water we'd all be saving if we shut our sprinklers down for a week. So that's how we can save water right now.
Grant also telling Utah's Morning News that we could easily see more flooding in areas along the Wasatch Front again today. KSL News Time, 12:19. Let's continue our emergency traffic coverage. It's sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. The latest on your drive, here's Ricky Meese.
Well, the reason we're continuing emergency traffic is due to the crash that has closed the ramp from northbound I-215's west belt to go westbound I-80. UHP says they're not expecting to open that ramp until about 4 o'clock this afternoon while crews remain on the scene where a semi literally was hanging over the edge. This crash, and it comes from wet roads on ramps. Those ramps get particularly slick if you try to take them at a higher speed than what's suggested. So if you are traveling any ramp, any freeway ramp in the valley on a wet road, please slow down. You are going to see delays. Now, we are looking at a much better drive, southbound I-15 in the downtown area, and that's due to the crash that has been cleared at 6 South. We are back to good speeds in the area, but now we have delays, southbound I-15 in Weber County, going from just before 5600 South and Roy down to Clearfield. The vibes are back. The Utah Arts Festival returns August 27th through 29th at Library Square. Take the whole family for music, art, food, film, and more. Tickets at uaf.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a look at the 7-day forecast now with Grant Wayman.
Another round of thunderstorms possible today with temperatures about 86. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a slight chance of storms. High temperature about 90, and then mostly sunny skies on Wednesday, but not too hot. High 92. It does get up to 96 on Thursday with lots of sunshine. Backs down again to 92 on Friday. Lots of sun. Right now, it looks like more sunshine for the weekend and pleasant. Only in the low 90s both Saturday and Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Well, it'd be nice if we could see some moderation. We need the rain showers. There's no doubt about that. And the temperature is very nice, 66 degrees now in downtown Salt Lake City. Quick check of the markets. Dow has been pretty flat today. S&P flat as well. NASDAQ, though, it's been up. We'll get an update of your money news coming up next.
So I'm a public school teacher, and I'm on my feet all day long. That would be on concrete. The pain would, like, shoot up my heels and just increased from the bottom of my feet up. Then my back started hurting. So my husband and I were driving, and I went, oh, look, there's a Goodfeet store. I'm greeted by this gal named Mercy. That was a perfect name for her. And the cool thing about the Goodfeet store is that you're able to try before you buy. I had free fittings. She was able to fit me with special arch supports. And so I walked around in the store. Within 30 minutes, I started sobbing because I had no pain. Well, if your feet are hurting, do something about it. You don't have to grin and bear it. You need to go to the Goodfeet store and get some arch supports. I'm Deidre, and that's my Goodfeet story.
See how they work for you with a free fitting at the Goodfeet store.
You'll find the Goodfeet store in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
The Goodfeet store, the life you love starts here.
I get a call from one of our Whipple Service Champion technicians. He's on a 3-year-old AC repair. He tells me, it's burnt out. I gotta see this. 3 years old? Good equipment installed properly and maintained the way we do it at Whipple Service Champions lasts 15 years plus. The most important day in the life of an AC system is the day it's installed. The second most important day is the day once a year when you have it properly maintained. A tune-up by a Whipple Service Champion doesn't cost you money, it makes you money. It extends the life of your equipment, increases efficiency, and reduces breakdowns. Isn't that what you want? People ask, how can you be sure with so many technicians that everyone does the job right? It's the Whipple Service Champion's systemized approach. Over 200 hours of training, certifications, checklists, and inspections. See the difference? Get our on-special $44 AC tune-up. Call 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, air condition your home.
If you see a traffic accident and it's safe for you to text, alert us at 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. love where you bank. KSL News Time, 1224. Protesters once again clashing with police over the weekend in France. ABC's Inez de la Quatera has the latest from Paris.
Some 3,000 security forces were deployed here in Paris for a third weekend as thousands once again took to the streets to protest the rollout of a special COVID pass. French police were in full riot gear, using their fists to push some demonstrators back and firing tear gas against some in the crowd. Starting Monday, the pass will be needed to enter restaurants and other public places like museums or popular tourist sites. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Paris.
Watch Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. You have new competition for buying a house? The bank. Wall Street banks are snatching up family homes in the U.S. and the U.K. to cash in on the hot market. Both countries are seeing increased interest in home buying by younger people because they can work from home now. KSL Drives, Ford is requiring all its Kentucky employees to wear a mask. A memo sent to the company's two Louisville manufacturing plants says it's because of the increase in COVID cases. Some new laws about pigs could mean less bacon for Californians. The state is going to start enforcing animal welfare laws soon. National vendors are confident that they can comply with the new criteria, but only 4% of them do right now. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by 3 points, sitting at 34,932. S&P down by, up by 3, and the NASDAQ up by 53 points. Nothing's more American than baseball. Japan defeated Team USA with one run in an extra inning this morning, securing their spot in the semifinals. Now Team USA still could get to the semifinals if they win against whoever wins the Dominican Republic versus Israel matchup. USA is back on the diamond 9 o'clock Tuesday night.
Seems like it's either too much.
More than 2 inches of rain fell in Cedar City in 1 hour.
Or not a drop to be found.
The level of Lake Powell keeps dropping.
July 2021
has been the month for drought and floods.
Get updates on the weather every 10 minutes on the nines.
Mornings and afternoons.
On KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Are your golden years proving not to be so golden? Retirement income isn't stretching quite as far as it used to. Life happens. Job loss, loss of spouse, reduction of income, divorce, unexpected expenses. For most, your home just may be your single largest retirement resource that's not being utilized. You spent years of your hard-earned money paying down the mortgage. Maybe it's time to use your home to pay you back. We've all heard of reverse mortgages, but have you heard of today's new reverse mortgage? There have been drastic changes to the reverse mortgage program over the years, and it's more viable than ever. Talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom and discuss your best options for you. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they specialize in is reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. Or online at reversefreedom.com. NMLS ID 1382816.
Hi, Grandma. What's for dinner?
Hey, honey, I'm making stew tonight.
Ooh, can Nina come over?
I'm not sure about our new friend. I wonder if there's been any drinking going on. Alcohol at her age can lead to so many bad things.
I've been meaning to ask you, what would happen if someone offered you a drink?
Grandma?
This is hard. She's so young, but I know I need to talk to her about it now before someone tries to give her alcohol.
If anyone ever does offer you a drink, I want you to say no. I have too much respect for my family, and I don't want to get in trouble.
Okay.
Really?
I promise, Grandma.
I love you, too.
Okay, how about tasting the stew and telling me what you think?
Some children may try alcohol as young as 9 years old. It's not too early to talk about drinking. For tips on how to begin the conversation, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. This message brought to you by SAMHSA and this station.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. We've had an emergency traffic situation this noon hour. Let's get the latest. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, again, for drivers who are out on the freeways at any time it's raining, lights and wipers on. It doesn't hurt to slow your speeds a bit if you can, especially when taking a ramp. And that is our big problem right now. The ramp from northbound I-215's West Belt to go westbound I-80 is closed. And this is going to be a hard closure in place until approximately 4 o'clock this afternoon as crews are working to get that semi cleared and then fix the barrier. So for those who are traveling on the west side, if you need to go to westbound I-80, you want to consider an alternate route such as I-15, Redwood Road, or Bangor Highway. Slowdowns linger southbound I-15 as you're going from Roy down to Clearfield in Weber County. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the very latest on your forecast with Grant Wayman.
Wow, we had some big flooding rains yesterday across the state and along the Wasatch Front. Another round possible today with clouds, cooler temperatures, showers and storms once again likely, and we're going to see some strong ones out there. Temperatures top out only about 86 for the high, and then tomorrow 90 and partly cloudy, another round of thunderstorms. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 12:30. I'm Maria Chaleos. A little bit of rain in downtown Salt Lake City right now, 68 degrees. KSL's top story this hour.
Severe Utah weather.
People are cleaning up as the rain continues in Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards looks at the mess left behind.
Up and down the avenues, Salt Lake City crews in Safety Orange are lifting out the big rocks and mud and debris from storm drains. Jerry Tucker will be at this work all day.
And so you guys are coming around with the shovels and you got to get the big stuff?
Yeah, stuff that they can't pick up with their broom.
Okay. And it's a lot of it today.
There's a lot here in the avenues, and there's a lot up on the east side in between 21st and all along Foothill and all that.
This summer storm reminds him of when the Sprague Library flooded one July and the East High School gym filled with water. And that happened again this morning, and Salt Lake City fire crews helped school officials clean it out. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
National Weather Service is warning people near Bear Lake that storms are developing near the water. Thunderstorms are starting to develop on the west side of the lake. Wind gusts up to 40 miles per hour and lightning are possible on the lake soon. Traffic is moving again after a couple of rock slides in Big Cottonwood Canyon made the roadway impassable for several hours this morning. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has details.
Boulders the size of basketballs and larger blocked several areas of the canyon after heavy rains pushed them across the road. The roadway operations manager for the Cottonwood Canyon's Jake Brown says snow plows, graders, and motors were required to move the rocks out of the way. He says most people were able to get out of the canyon, but some ran out of gas and needed help.
Brown says drivers need to use caution for the next several weeks as crews work to clean up damage from the storms. Utah Highway Patrol reports it dealt with 170 crashes over the last 3 days. In a tweet, UHP says they were also called to 435 public assists on Utah's roads. They're asking everyone to lower their speeds, wear seatbelts, and not to be overconfident behind the wheel. One man is dead after a fatal crash on U.S. 189 in Heber. KSL News Radio's Joe Davis was there and tells us the driver of a pickup crossed the median, striking another vehicle.
After he hit that truck and went further across the median and impacted a Volvo SUV with a woman and a child in it, a little boy.
Joe says the boy was flown to the hospital, but doesn't appear that he suffered life-threatening injuries. Highway Patrol troopers confirm the one man was killed. Our top national stories this hour. A bipartisan group of senators have completed a $1 trillion infrastructure bill. Senator Chuck Schumer joined others in presenting the bill in the Senate last night.
We haven't done a large bipartisan bill of this nature in a long time.
The bill includes $555 billion in new spending over 5 years on top of $450 billion in previously approved funds. Senator Mike Lee does not like the bill and how fast it's being pushed through.
This buddy has no business passing this legislation in a matter of just a few days. Quite arguably, we should need more time than that, not less.
Utah's other senator, Mitt Romney, is supportive of the bill, but he also says he's not in favor of an even greater separate $3.5 trillion bill called the American Families Plan. An historic American company is undergoing a round of job cuts. ABC's Daria Albinger explains why.
Morton Salt is one of the oldest employers in Chicago with more than 170 years in the Windy City and a giant-sized mural of its little girl logo on the roof. She's staying put, but the workforce at the iconic company's headquarters will be much smaller. 120 employees, 40% of the workforce, have been given pink slips. As Morton gets new owners, Stone Canyon Industries, a global holding firm, which is also the world's largest salt producer. Morton says there are no plans now to reduce the workforces at its many locations across the U.S. and Canada. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Breaking news on KSL News Radio. A man is dead in Emory County due to yesterday's heavy flash floods. Officials in Emory report multiple vehicles were caught while leaving the Gentry Mountain coal mine by a wall of water and debris. One man was swept into the water and carried downstream. Another climbed out onto a tree and was then carried about a quarter mile down the canyon. He is expected to recover. Eight other men in another vehicle were able to escape to safety. Stay tuned to KSL News Radio as we continue to follow this breaking story. Other national stories we are following. Some tourists are being evacuated in Europe due to wildfires. ABC's Inez de la Quatera has more from Paris.
The Greek Fire Service reporting 60 forest fires broke out in 24 hours over the weekend. Officials blaming the current heat wave, with residents in the nation's capital experiencing a high of 106 degrees last week. Meanwhile, in Turkey, wildfires have killed at least seven. Panicked tourists had to hurry to the seashore to wait for rescue boats after being told to evacuate. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Paris.
Coming up on KSL, Boyd Matheson will join me and talk about the difference in opinion over the infrastructure bill between our two senators. Stay with us for more on that. Plus, a look at your noontime drive.
North and southbound Highway 89 in Utah County also closed south of the Highway 6 junction in Thistle. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
More news.
Airports are seeing a surge in violence.
And more inside sources.
When it comes to violence in the country, we have not combined strategy and tactics.
5 days a week.
An hour of news at noon.
And an expanded inside sources from 1 till 3. Afternoons on KSL News Radio.
You could probably use a little more friendly in your life. That is, Friendly Home Services. We have the expertise to fix any plumbing, heating, cooling, or electrical issue. Right now, buy a new AC system with installation and receive a free air duct cleaning and filtration. That's right, free. Call 833-33-FRIENDLY or visit friendlyhomeservice.com. The world could use more friendly.
I like to think about snowball fights with my kids. Or that family vacation to the beach. And a girl's trip with my friends. But none of those things actually happened. I'm not well enough to do all that. I spent too much time and money on cigarettes. It's just nice to think about what might have been. Don't just imagine a life without cigarettes. Live one. Visit waytoquit.org to quit today.
Reduce your taxes, maximize your Social Security benefits, and have a strategy to generate more income. These are the three things that can make your money go twice as far in retirement. Find out how at getmorewithboss.com. That's getmorewithboss.com. Just answer a few simple questions, and you'll instantly receive a free report that shows you exactly how much more money you could get in retirement. Our state-of-the-art system does all the heavy lifting for you. What are the three ways you can make your money go twice as far in retirement? Reduce your taxes, maximize your Social Security benefits, and have a strategy to generate more income. Learn how at getmorewithboss.com. That's getmorewithboss.com.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
KSL News Time, 12:38. Thanks for joining us for Utah's new news. I'm Maria Chaleos. A bipartisan group of senators has released their $1 trillion infrastructure bill. Senator Mitt Romney says he's not in favor of an even greater separate $3.5 trillion bill called the American Families Plan.
If you don't think our Democrat friends are going to push for that monstrosity with or without this bill, then I have a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you. They're going to push for that anyway. This is a separate piece of legislation. I love this one. I hate that one.
Romney spoke on the Senate floor last night, but at the same time has spoken out about the rising national debt as well. Joining me live in studio to discuss it is Inside Sources host Boyd Matheson. And, okay, yes, I like this one bill, but no, I don't like this other bill. And, of course, they're both quite a bit of money.
They're a lot of money, yeah, for sure. Between the two of them, well over $4.6, $4.7 trillion. It's a lot of zeros. And it's really interesting because it does it does spark a really interesting conversation that we should be having about spending. Senator Romney, of course, has been a very vocal opponent of a lot of out-of-control spending, the soaring national debt. And then on this infrastructure, this is something that is within the purview of the federal government. And so that sort of becomes an interesting debate of what is the proper role of government? And if we are going to spend, what should federal government spend on versus what states should spend on? And so it's really an interesting discussion. It's easy to get twisted up in knots on the extremes of both sides. But there is clearly a role for government to play. How big that role is up for debate. And I think what we really, the thing that I think we're missing most is a conversation in front of the American people. Obviously, we have a 2,700-page bill that is going to be voted on in the next couple of days. Even if senators read around the clock.
They couldn't read all of it.
And there's a lot of things tucked in there.
It's not easy reading either.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, this is not a novel.
If you've never read one of those bills.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to be an attorney.
Yeah, and especially if you're trying to really figure out what's in it and what that means and what the pay-fors are. And so, granted, are there good things in there? Absolutely. And we're going to have a really interesting conversation today. We're going to have both Senator Romney's going to join us right at the top of the 1 o'clock hour. Senator Mike Lee, who's been in opposition to this particular bill, will join us at 2:05. So we're going to look at all points of the compass today, what it is, what it means, and who's going to pay for it.
Should be a healthy conversation.
Very healthy.
Some healthy debate. All
yes.
Right. Thank you, Boyd. Boyd Matheson and Inside Sources coming your way from 1 to 3. KSL News Time, 12:39. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And Ricky, finally, no emergency traffic this noon hour.
No emergency traffic, but we do have some issues. And drivers, you're just going to have to plan around this for the next several hours. Our first spot is in Utah County due to road conditions. North and southbound Highway 89 is currently closed for about a 10-mile stretch south of the Highway 6 junction. This is in the Thistle area, so you've got to plan ahead for that. And then in Salt Lake County, we have this ramp closure. Now, those who have seen pictures of this, it's pretty dramatic, where we had the cab of a tractor trailer hanging over the barrier due to a crash. And that ramp is going to remain closed until 4 o'clock this afternoon. It's the ramp from northbound I-215's West Belt to go westbound I-80. If you need to get to I-80, other alternates are suggested, like I-15 or Bangor Highway, plus a crash with possible injuries downtown, 5th South and West Temple. Diamond Rental has the equipment for your next project, from cutoff saws to excavators and everything in between. Diamond's 11 locations have the equipment and the expertise you need to get your job done. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. The latest on our forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Big showers, big storms yesterday. We're going to see another round possible today with cloud cover, cooler air, and showers and storms likely again in the afternoon and evening. And temperatures top out only about 86, so well below the average finally. And tomorrow, 90, partly cloudy, more hit or miss thunderstorms. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 68 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, a sigh of relief for everyone pulling for Simone Biles as she returns to competition. We'll go in depth next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
NMLS 1817019.
For the month of July, LendRight Mortgage declares freedom from closing costs and high interest rates. Simply start a purchase or refinance loan in the month of July using LendRight Mortgage's Freedom Loan, and we'll cover 100% of your closing costs with APRs as low as 1.87% for a 10-year term and 2.67% on a 30-year. LendRight Mortgage's Freedom Loan can save you tens of thousands compared to the higher rates and fees charged by other lenders. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com. Start your Freedom Loan purchase or refi by the end of July, and 100% of the closing costs are on us. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad
Millions
Council.
Retire online, so they can do what they want offline. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
KSL News Time 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
people in Stockton and Tooele trying to clean up from the flash flood that left basements filled with debris. Some people are getting sandbags ready just in case another flood happens. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, officials in Emery County say one man is dead after getting caught in a flash flood last night. Emergency responders say the man was swept into the water and carried downstream. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. Here's Ricky Meese.
That's going to be the transition ramp from northbound I-215's West Belt to westbound I-80 due to an earlier crash that also affected the barrier. Crews are going to be on the scene. That ramp will be closed until about 4 o'clock this afternoon. Plan an alternate route. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Another round of thunderstorms today, and temperatures about 86. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 68 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
With the COVID Delta variant spreading fast, putting more Americans in hospitals, workers in New York City's airports and public transit system will have to get vaccinations or face weekly testing, says Governor Andrew Cuomo, stopping short of a mask mandate.
Everybody is talking about a mask policy. Mask policy will be important. But I don't believe a mask policy is going to be enough.
There will now be universal background checks on all gun sales in Illinois and a stolen gun database in Illinois, among other things, in the bill signed into law today by Governor J.B. Pritzker.
This bill is the most comprehensive reform to our state firearms laws in over a generation.
Spirit Airlines dealing with a meltdown. Over 200 flights canceled today. A Spirit spokesperson blames weather, staffing shortages, and crews reaching the limits of which they are legally able to fly. Firefighters in Oregon report progress in the battle against the nation's largest wildfire. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Simone Biles will return for one final event in the Tokyo Olympics. ABC's Amy Robach is in Tokyo with the latest.
Simone Biles set to go for gold in Tokyo. USA Gymnastics announcing that Biles will compete on the balance beam Tuesday after sitting out all event finals so far. As she prepares to return to the competition, Biles is in the stands cheering on her teammate, Jade Carey, who earlier this morning won gold in the floor event. Breakout star Suni Lee snagging bronze on the uneven bars, rounding out her medal trifecta. Her teammate, Michaela Skinner, launching herself onto the podium after an impressive performance in the vault final, earning a silver medal. Skinner wasn't even supposed to compete after being pushed out of the competition during qualifications. But once teammate Simone Biles withdrew from that event, she got a second chance, and Biles was there to cheer her on.
This was seriously so unexpected. I was actually going to take a flight home after team finals. So for me to be able to turn myself around and be able to come out and finally compete one last time was seriously so unreal.
The U.S. racking up medals in track and field. Kendra Harrison becoming a silver medal champion after smoking the 100-meter hurdles, with Jasmine Camacho Quinn grabbing the gold for Puerto Rico. Fred Curley bringing home the silver in the men's 100-meter dash, but Lamont Marcel of Italy shocking the world, becoming the first Italian to take the gold. In beach volleyball, April Ross and Alex Kleinman advancing to the quarterfinals after a fiery knockout round.
And this comes after the U.S. women's national soccer team suffered a devastating loss to Canada. The American women will now compete for the bronze. During the Olympic final in men's high jump, we saw two Olympians, one from Italy, one from Qatar. Both men were fighting for gold. But when they both failed to clear the last height, they had three tries. The rules of the sport said they could either have a jump off for gold or they could share it. They chose to share the gold medal, and I love it. They didn't even speak any words between them. It was just a knowing glance. These are friends for more than a decade, and I think a lot of people would agree that was a pretty beautiful moment and the true spirit of the Olympics. The
U.S. women's soccer team will not be bringing home a gold medal. They'll have to vie for the bronze after losing 1-0 to Canada this morning. The semifinal loss marks the first time Canada has beaten Team USA in 20 years. The team will battle for bronze against either Australia or Sweden on Thursday. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather together is brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Ricky Meese, what's happening?
We do have the ramp closure. It's going to be closed for a long time due to an earlier crash and barrier repair that's needed. This is the ramp transitioning from northbound on the west belt to go westbound I-80. If you do need to connect to I-80, Redwood, I-15, Bangor Highway, even 5600 West are better alternates at this time. We actually have a really good drive in progress right now on the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways, including I-15, both directions between Ogden and Provo. But for Utah County drivers, remember, due to weather conditions and cleanup, we do have the closure of both north and southbound Highway 89 for about a 10-mile stretch south of the Highway 6 junction in Thistle. Come support your local farmers and get fresh, delicious produce at the Utah Farm Bureau Farmers Market at South Jordan, Saturdays 8 to 1 at South Jordan City Hall. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's take a look at the 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Storms firing up again today in the late afternoon and evening, mostly cloudy skies. It is going to be cooler. That's the other good thing. High temperatures only about 86, well below the average high. Tomorrow, 90, partly cloudy and scattered thunderstorms once again. And then it heats up to 92 on Wednesday. Again, mostly sunny. We're up to 96 Thursday and lots of sunshine. But it tones down to 92 on Friday, mostly sunny. Right now, it looks like a nice weekend. Sunshine and temperatures topping out only about 93. For Saturday and Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And a very pleasant 68 degrees downtown.
Fidelity Investments is hiring now in Salt Lake City. If you have a Series 7 financial license, you'll find career opportunities at their Salt Lake City and American Fork regional centers. And if you don't have existing experience but like to help people, Fidelity is a great place to start your career. At Fidelity, they provide stability and opportunities to help you change lives every day, while making sure you have benefits that make an impact in your own life. At Fidelity, you'll find supportive work environments, training and resources to help you thrive, opportunities to grow a career within an organization across multiple roles and business units, all adapting with you throughout your career, because your workplace should work for you too. So find your Fidelity and visit FidelityCareers.com. Explore jobs today at their Salt Lake City and American Fork regional centers. That's FidelityCareers.com. FidelityCareers.com. Fidelity is an equal opportunity employer.
What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and if you have a drain that's clogged or backed up, after you've tried the plungers and products, the next step usually involves some kind of drain snake or cabling equipment. You see, sometimes the blockage is far enough down the line that you need special equipment that most homeowners just don't have. That's where the Drains Department at Any Hour Services can help. A drain snake can clear most blockages and get the water flowing again, and clearing blocked drains is what our Drains Department does day in and day out. So if you're a homeowner with a drain line that's clogged or backed up and you'd like one of our drain technicians to come and snake the line for you, it's only $29. Yep, you heard that right. Any Hour Services will snake any drain line with normal access for only $29. Sinks, showers, tubs, toilets, floor drains, laundry drains, even that sewer main line that connects to the city. We'll snake any line for just $29. For help with your drain issues, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7700. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
This is Jamie Foxx. If you're 45 or older, you need to get yourself screened for colon cancer. This disease can be very treatable when caught early. The good news is that there's options for getting screened that are easier than you think. I've lost good friends, young friends, to colon cancer. Don't make the mistake of waiting until you have symptoms. Everybody needs to be screened. Learn how at standuptocancer.org/coloncancer.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. I'm here to warn you about telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Some of these scammers may say threatening things like you will be arrested if you don't make payments or provide personal information. Do not fall for these tricks. These calls are not from us. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you for information or money. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Never give the caller your personal information, like your Social Security number or bank account, or send money in any form, cash, gift cards, wire transfers, or prepaid debit cards. Report the call to our law enforcement arm, the Office of the Inspector General, at oig.ssa.gov. Share this information with your friends and family.
KSL News Time 1254. There's not spectators, but the Olympic spirit is still on display at the Tokyo Games. Here's ABC's Sherry Preston.
Disaster on the track at the Olympics. American Isaiah Jewett colliding with another runner in the semifinals of the 800, and they both went down.
All I knew was I knew how I had to get up and finish the race. I couldn't think about if it was over or not. I just knew that at the end of the day, I got to finish my race.
Jewett and Botswana's Nigel Amos going down and getting up together, hugging, and...
He actually apologized to me. He was like, oh, sorry, man. And then for a second, I was like, it's okay. And I got up, and I was like, let's finish the race. And I was like, let's jog it in together.
The Olympic spirit also on display at the high jump, where Qatar's Mutaz Barshim and Italy's Gianmarco Tamberi were the only men left, locked in a tie at a height neither could clear. ABC's Jim Ryan in Tokyo says officials asked whether they wanted to do a jump-off to decide who gets the gold.
But Barshim asked whether they could share the gold. The official nodded, and Tamberi jumped into Barshim's arms to celebrate.
For what it's worth, Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KSL News Time 1255. Watching Utah's Money. It's sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Square will buy Australia's Afterpay for $29 billion. It's an all-stock deal. Afterpay is known for its buy now, pay later service. The deal is expected to close early 2022. You can keep up your TikTok binge if you fly American Airlines. The airline will allow flyers to use TikTok for 30 minutes, totally free. Beyond that, you'll have to buy the flight internet. Parent company of Smith's Grocery Store is asking you to really consider wearing masks in its stores. Kroger says it already required unvaccinated employees and customers to mask up, and now they're strongly encouraging everyone, vaccine or not, to wear a mask in the store. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 5 points. It's sitting at 34,938. S&P 500 up by 5, and the NASDAQ, it's up by 55 points. An English couple is putting on their own Olympic Games. Stuart Bates and Charlotte Nichols are competing in 96 events, which cover 49 sports in just 17 days. A couple calls themselves idiots, but they're doing this to raise money for ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. That's in honor of Bates' brother, who died from it. So far, they've taken on cycling, windsurfing, boxing, horse jumping, and even gymnastics.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.